Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Elder Ncube.
Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Very well, thank you, sir.
Good afternoon to the listeners.
Thank you so much. Are you well?
Well, I'm well, my brother. How are you?
Cannot complain, man. All is good, and God is good indeed. Now, we're continuing with our Christian principles for healthy friendships, and considering how geographically mobile modern life has become, long-distance friendships are actually a fact of life. I mean, in high school and college, the sense of inevitable separation was one of the defining conditions of those early friendships. And as adults, drifts according to tides of romance, family, economic prospects, leave most of us with scattered constellation of friendships with people who are no longer just about 10-minute walk or drive away, but quite far away. So, my elder, living in this global village, many people have been separated from their friends by distance. How do we maintain godly friendships when we are so far apart? Is it even possible?
Well, in the world that we're living today, everything is possible. All things that we can think about that most probably we were not thinking about in the 80s or in the 90s are possible. Mm-hmm. People are FaceTiming. People have got Facebook. People have got WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. All sources of social media are now available. Mm-hmm. So our friendships still continue. I have a friend, actually, who I have not physically seen most probably in the past 20 years. Mm. But we have met almost every week through media that we have this day.
Wow. All right. Man, it must take a lot, though, because it then means that it's got to take a lot of determination and being, intentional, not so?
It is a very intentional thing. I think all friendships are an intentional act because you have to take your time, remove yourself from the things that you wanted to do, to give attention to one or to some people that make your life easier as we go through our journey in life.
Now, I'm now thinking if people should move far away, maybe different cities, maybe different countries even. Once people are no longer in the physical space, some of these friendships actually die. Would we say that these were actually true friendships?
I think friendships have got phases. There are friends that we had when we were young, when we were still small boys. Mm-hmm. There are friends that we had when we were in our youth. There are friends that we have after we have finished college, and those seem to be more permanent because you are no longer moving much away from each other. And I think the bond there is not superficial. It's either you are real friends or you're not friends at all.
Okay.
So I think time determines how long a friendship also would live.
Ah, okay. All right. Actually, it makes sense, actually. It makes very much sense, because I think the longer the friendship has lasted, it's not going to be easy to just have it dissipate because a person has now gone away.
That is true.
Now, talk to us about the importance of intercessory prayer among friends.
Maybe what we need to understand about intercession is the fact that it is to stand in between. It is to become the bridge.
Yes.
For the other. We need prayer more than we need money.
Yeah, true.
Our actual existence is because someone else is praying for us. It is because someone else stood on our behalf and asked God that things that were not working in our lives should work. And sometimes we do not understand how things happen, but the truth is that there is some friend of yours who prays for you almost all the time. And I think in our trying to be intercessors, we are doing the actual duty that God intends us to do, to love your neighbor as you love you, as you love yourself.
Yeah. Now, the other thing that can create a distance between friends, you know, a life changes. One gets a new job or enrolls in schools that keeps them away or quite busy. You know, or one perhaps gets married and has children, but placing more demands on their time. How can friends continue to remain connected, even if time together is scarce? I think we can learn from your experience here. How can we support one another without feeling, you know, slighted that our friend no longer has time for us?
I think the truth about it is that constant checking on one another keeps the friendship tighter.
Yeah.
Yes. What makes friendship die is the fact that people live too long a time without talking to each other or without communicating with each other. But what is needed is to consistently give word, just checking on each other, just to say, you see what? Hey, I've been praying for you. Hey, brother, I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
What's happening in your space? Share with each other the small things that you think are not important. Those are the very important things.
I'm wondering then, because in that instance, because now you're saying that you can, you know, keep in touch, check on the friend, etc. At times, because of the change in the circumstances, you know, one is studying, for instance, and it's really tough. You know, we know how PhDs can be, or other various tough courses. And sometimes a person has gotten married, now their kids and family, etc. It may sound like it's one-sided. What then happens when the other party feels that, nah, this guy doesn't really have time, let me just leave him alone? Or you're saying that they should just keep on keeping on?
The Bible says that do not forget to pray one for another.
Aha.
That's what the Bible says. And I think that is the medicine to most of our problems.
Mm.
Even when we feel deserted sometimes,
mm-hmm.
if we pray to God, sometimes we just need to pray that God makes us understand the situation that we are in.
Yeah.
Sometimes we are not deserted, but it's just that people get busy, because life is busy today far much more than it was a few years ago. And we should also take to cognizance the fact that families, the dynamic, you may find that your spouse is not not very familiar.
Yeah.
And that may cause a bit of a gap in your friendship. But the fact still remains that if we continue to pray one for another, God will reveal what we should do within our friendships.
True. Now, before I let you go, my elder, how do we then go about avoiding or dealing with miscommunication that leads to misunderstanding between friends? Is it even possible to avoid?
The Bible says we should guard our tongue.
Mm.
You see, there's a friend of mine who said to me, before you say something, say it to yourself 3 times.
Mm.
So that you confirm if it is true, if it is correct, and if it is right.
Yeah.
If those 3 things check the boxes, then it is worth for you to tell it to someone. But if it does not, it will have.
Yeah. Well,
so I think we can do that. Yes.
Yes. Well, that's actually a very beautiful advice there from you, my elder. I must thank you so much for the time that you have spent with us. And we will be connecting with you one more time tomorrow at the same time. I wish you a fantastic afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you. Thank you for our listeners.
Lovely. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.